Ecclesiastes chapter 7. A good name is better to be chosen than expensive perfume, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. It's better to go to a home where there is mourning because someone has died than to one where there is a birthday party, because the living should always remind themselves that death is waiting for us all. Sorrow is better than laughter. It may sadden your face, but it sharpens your understanding. So that is really how it is, that if we just want positive experiences in life and sort of funny and happy things happening, well, I'm afraid you do not get towards the kingdom of God that way, because Jesus says that, or Paul says, that through much tribulation we must enter the kingdom of God. Jesus says we must pick up our cross daily and follow after him. This is not to say that there is no joy, that there is no peace, there is no happiness in this life. Of course there is. But if our focus is solely upon that, then I'm afraid we are missing a certain dimension to life, which is that it is, as I say, through much tribulation that we must enter the kingdom. There is no easy way there. And we live in a world where it seems important to be funny, and it seems important to always be laughing and always be joking. And all that may have its place, but it's quite clear that that is not the intention that God has, that every moment of our lives should be lived in a sort of a not serious spirit. Someone who is always thinking about happiness is a fool, Solomon says. A wise person thinks about death, and well, that is true. Because we have thought about death and have seen that death is indeed unconsciousness and will go on forever, therefore we realize that we want to live forever. And that is why one comes to Jesus Christ, knowing that he is the one who has died and been resurrected. It's better to have wise people who rebuke you than to have fools who praise you. When a fool laughs, it's like thorns that are crackling in a fire. It's meaningless and will not last for very long. When a wise person cheats someone, he's acting like a fool. If you were to take a bribe, then that will ruin your reputation. So he's warning wise people not to act at times in a way that is uncharacteristic and unworthy of you, because it will destroy your ministry. It will destroy your whole character, and it will destroy how people see you. And it's very difficult, isn't it, to consistently and always be wise. We sort of want a break from having to be like that. But the idea is that no, don't have a break. Because if we simply love God, then we will want to serve him and we will want to live according to his wisdom. The end of a thing is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Keep your temper under control. It is foolish to continually have a grudge against someone. You are not wise to inquire, why were the former days much better than now? This is not wise. And that is indeed how it seems. We're sort of wired a bit like that in our nature, to always think that the past was better. And this is a dangerous idea, that the past was better, because when we were living the past, we weren't sort of living every day thinking, oh, wow, life's great. It's only later that we think that, and it's an illusion, really. It's like Israel, when they were in the wilderness and they wanted to go back to Egypt, they started remembering Egypt in a very biased way. I mean, it had been like concentration camps for them. They were being whipped and beaten, and yet they looked back and said, oh, do you remember, we ate plenty of meat, we had garlics, we had cucumbers, etc. They remembered every little detail, even the fish they talked about, when in fact their lives in Egypt had been very, very difficult. So we always have a tendency to think that, ah, oh, well, when I lived there, then it was good. when I worked there, when I was at school there, oh, that was so good, but now everything's bad. And it says here that it's not wise to think like that. And that is indeed so. Because we shouldn't be looking back, we should be looking forward. Now, for us, we can look forward because we have in front of us the kingdom of God. We know that Jesus will come back and establish God's kingdom here on the earth, and we can look forward to that, that we will be resurrected and we will live forever. So let's not mope about thinking about all the past and what it was like when I was at school or that school, what it was like when we lived there or we did this, but look forward. Because it's not wise to keep on looking back, especially given this tendency of human nature to always think that the past was better. We've got to fight against that. Because for us, the dominant belief is not that the past was better, but that the future, the kingdom of God, will be better. The living ought to be wise. It is as good as receiving an inheritance and will give you so much security and all the wealth you want, because wisdom will keep you safe. That is the advantage of knowledge. Well, I'm not sure that I think Solomon is quite right on that. He's saying that if you have wisdom, then this will make you rich. Well, that is not necessarily the case, and I think that he is justifying himself. He had been given by God all the wealth he had, and now at the end of his life, when he's lost his faith in the true God, he is sort of saying, I was wealthy because I was wise. Well, it wasn't the case. It was the other way around. God gave him wisdom because he asked for it, and because he hadn't actually specifically asked for money, God gave him money. The wealth he had was a gift from God and was not a result of him actually being wise. Think about what God has done. Can anyone make straight that which God has made crooked? When things are going well for you, then rejoice. And when trouble comes, remember that God does send both happiness and trouble. One never knows what is going to happen. My life has been useless, Solomon says. But in it I've seen everything. A good man may die while another man lives on, even though he's evil. So don't be righteous overmuch, and do not be too wise. Why should you kill yourself? Don't be too wicked, don't be too foolish. Why die before your time? If you have reverence to God, you'll be successful anyway. Well, he's sort of saying that, yeah, God and all this sort of God stuff, as he sees it, is okay in moderation, but just don't be too enthusiastic about God. Well, again, you see how he has no love for God. Because if you love God, and you see how much he has loved you, especially in the death of his son, then that becomes your life. That's everything. That's no hobby. You're not going to say, I'll be righteous a little bit, but not too much. No. If we really are convinced that by God's grace I will live forever in God's kingdom, then this grabs hold of every part of our lives. Absolutely every part of our thinking is caught up in this. And you can't just say, I just won't be too enthusiastic about it, just a bit. Wisdom is of more benefit for a man than 10 rulers for a city. There's nobody on earth who does what is right all the time and sins not. Don't pay attention to everything that people say about you. You might even hear your servant cursing you. And you yourself know that you have also said bad things about other people many times. And so I used the wisdom that I had to test all these things. I was determined to be wise, but it was far from me. How could anyone discover the real meaning of life? It is too deep for us, too hard to understand. But I devoted myself to study and knowledge. I was determined to try to find wisdom and answers to my questions and to learn the foolishness and the wickedness of all things. And I found something more bitter than death, and that is woman. The love she offers you is like a trap or like a net, and her arms will wrap around you and hold you like a chain. The one who pleases God will be free from her, but the sinner will be caught by her. Yes, said the preacher, I found this out little by little in my searching for answers. I've looked for other answers, but have found none. I found one man in 1,000 that I could respect and who was wise, but not one woman. This is what I learnt. God made us simple, but we have made things very complicated. Well, all that is, you know, largely not really true. He'd had all these women by his own choice, you know, 1,000 wives, 1,000 women in his life. And then he complains that women are a trap. Well, you know, he's really complaining about himself, because he had allowed himself to be trapped because he just took whatever he wanted when it came to women. And then he's saying that, well, I have no idea what life means, and it's all a waste of time and too difficult to try to understand. Well, what a shame, because God had given him wisdom. And yet he's now basically saying, it's beyond me. And this is the tragedy. When God opens somebody's eyes to his truth, and then that person just walks away and wastes it. And that is what Solomon did. And we really do have to learn the lesson from him.